Good morning. I am going to talk to you about community radios in the Belgian French-speaking part of Belgium. First, a quick historical reminder. Then I will share with you the current situation before drawing some conclusions. First of all, the historical background. At the end of the 70s, the radios of free expression appeared to oppose the public service radio. They claim for more freedom of speech, the end of a state monopoly, and in the 80s they are joined by independent radios, but commercial ones. As from 1981, there were a few attempts to regulate radios, these radios, but it did not really work. And then in the 80s and 90s, the sector developed apart from the legislation and at the detriment of small community radios. In 1997, there was a decree regulating licensing procedure for radios through a call for tender process. And in 2008, that decree was finally applied after several attempts that did not succeed before. What about the present days? Today's situation stems from the 2008 frequency plan that organized the radio landscape in the French-speaking part of Belgium. At that time, the frequencies were redistributed among all the radios. Five criteria were applied to approve the different projects submitted by the radio that have to apply to get a frequency. So the criteria relate to Article 53 provisions, own production, broadcasting quotas, the use of French-speaking artists, etc. There must be a good financial and sound financial plan. It must be innovative. There must be the right production, ownership of production for the Federation of Brussels Wallonia. And then a three-step process was established to distribute the different radios over the different frequencies. So the patches of frequencies are distributed in different areas according to social aspect, cultural criterion, the closeness to major cities. And this is how 85 patches of frequencies were attributed to independent radios and 11 to radios in network. The radios were defined or categorized according to different formats, and then depending on the formats chosen, a matching is made with the different frequencies in the different areas in order to make sure that the set profiles do match the given areas. So when that radio landscape was reshuffled and according to the process I've just described, independent radios are attributed several frequencies. Independent radios that are defined according to a technical criterion. So one single transmitter, contrary to the network that use several transmitters. Independent radios operate with a majority of volunteers, whereas network radios operate with professional journalists, so that the coverage area is a local one, whereas for radios in network, they have a scope of operations at a more local or regional level, so it's broader. Then there are several characteristics of these profiles of radio. So the target group, the geographical area, the importance of the geographical area in the programming, it values the social links, the social tissue. So all these aspects are analyzed, looked at in the projects of creation of radios in order to classify them. So we have geographical radios that focus on the territory, on the focus on local information, among other, then community radios that we will define later on, theme-based radios, with the specific focus of the programs, music, or, and then radios of expression, we'll come back to that later, and then general radios that are network radios that give very general information. So community radios in the French-speaking part of Belgium and in France. So these radios are set up by a given community at the service at a given community. Specific communities of the world or religious communities, ethnic groups. So these projects are designed to serve these communities. So these projects are like the spokespersons of these communities. These projects are under the control of the people belonging to that community and get their revenue, their funding from the community too. So they are closely linked to a community, but the objective is to set up an intercultural dialogue with other communities, with the other audiences of the French-speaking community as a whole. So this radio that are called community radios amount to 12. So when the frequencies were distributed, took into consideration that category of radios, the profile given to these radios that already existed before was used to make sure that they would be taken into consideration in the reshuffling of the radio landscape. So they give specific information about the countries of origin, or they have info services at the time of elections in some countries. So information about when the elections will be held, what are the major challenges of these elections, etc., of the countries of origins, of the communities. They also have cultural programs, literature programs, or artistic programs about the countries of origin again. They also broadcast music, music belonging to the culture of origin. They also have interviews with people representing these communities and faith-based broadcast for the different communities. Then there is second profile, the radios of expression that are actually close to the community radios as they exist in the Anglo-Saxon world. So these radios not aim at a given target group, they aim at as many audiences as possible. The focus is really on reinforcing cultural diversity through contents that are not broadcasted on the other media. So it's a program made up of several pieces of contents aiming at different audiences. So there is a dialogue among all these audiences that may come from different communities that are not very well represented in traditional media. So these are radios really focusing on diversity. These radios of expression do also offer alternative music programs. They are open to radio creation. These radios are most of the time not-profit-making associations, and they come under the control of the people that speak on these radios. It's a non-trade operation. Most of the time, the program is alternative broadcast. It is not part of the mainstream programs, and they get the support of social and cultural institutions. So if you consider radio communities are the spokespersons of others, in the case of radios of expression, it's a diversity of programs aiming at different audiences. So 11 radios were assigned in that profile, and so maybe cultural programs or social programs, and also including more alternative artistic currents, or that also include cultural programs that are not so much represented in the other media. So these two kinds, these two profiles among the five profiles that were defined in 2008 focus on a marginal expression. As to the legal provisions, they are subject to the same legal provisions as all the other independent radios that have to promote cultural programming. They have to transmit in the French language. They have to abide by the music quotas. In French-speaking Belgium, these quotas are applied to radios, and these quotas are the same as those that apply to television at European level. So when participating to a call for tender, the radios wanted to get the same frequency as competitors, but they had to actually commit themselves into higher quotas. Commit themselves into a bigger part of own production. But these quotas are also subject to derogations, especially namely with regard to the language used, so that some derogations can be asked to the CSA to be authorized to transmit in other languages than the French one. So it's a derogation that community radios really want to use to be able to speak in the language of the community they represent. And that way, radios of expression can communicate with the other niche audiences that they are aiming at through their programming. So community radios can get a big derogation up to 50 to 80% of a French expression. So aiming at a given language group, which is the language of the targeted community. The programming is, of course, bilingual in order to make sure the community stays in touch with the local French-speaking audience. Radios of expression do not benefit from such big derogations, but these derogations are more diversified. There are many more languages represented in these radios, with a maximum of 25% in other languages, and there is still the requirement of the bilingual broadcasting. And as to the other radios, they can get up to 5% of derogation to broadcast in the specific languages. So what are the grounds for derogations? So they are very diversified. It can be intercultural dialogue, the exchange of programs. For example, with theme-based radios, they may exchange programs that are broadcasted in other languages, but a small part of it can be broadcasted on independent radios. So the objective of the derogation for languages, the idea is that to have radios transmitting in French should be accessible to the to most audiences, but that way they have the possibility to use other languages in order to favor cultural diversity. So besides these two profiles of radios, so community radios and the radios of expression, in the Brussels-Wallonia Federation, a specific status has been created for association radios and radios of expression that have an ongoing education mission or a cultural mission or assignment. So a geographical radio can get the status of a radio of expression or association radio, just like another radio that is called community radio or radio of expression. Even if radios of expression do usually get that status very easily. So it is funded by the Fund for Radio Production. It is made out of contributions from the RTBF, and it accounts for a small part of the revenue. of the income. So that collected money allows for the funding of a one-shot broadcast. It can fund the setting up of a radio workshop, and it also allows to fund radios that operate on a lump sum grant contribution. And so it depends on the broadcast of advertisements or not. So the contribution will be bigger for those who do not broadcast ads. And it is apart from the cultural programming, which is free of charge, and also depends on whether they are transmitted on the web or not. So radio that have a FM broadcast and who also broadcast on the internet will get a higher contribution. There's also an exoneration of the fee radio and of preferential tariffs to the SABAM. So to benefit from such a status, one has to comply with several criteria that are set out in the decree governing the audiovisual operations in the Federation of Brussels Wallonia. So it may be, it has to be based on voluntary work. Volunteers have to be involved in the programming of the radio. The radio has to be a non-profit making radio with programs that really focus on cultural diversity and that are more alternative than commercial programming or usual programs that actually use are based on the revenue coming from advertisements. So if the programming is about content, then the radio has to dedicate a big share of programs, of educational programs or programs on citizen participation. So it makes it possible for citizens, for the active association in the region to speak, to be fully involved, and so gives the possibility for other programs that are not tackled by other media to be broadcasted on such radios. As to the music programming, most of the time these radios do broadcast sorts and kinds of music that are not found on other radios. Once their programming does comply with the criteria, well, they have to submit an annual report about their status, so the regulatory authorities do check that they still stick to the criteria to be granted the contributions. 20 association radios have been acknowledged as such this year. So these were mainly radios of expression. There was a big share of community radios, some theme-based radios, music theme-based radios, and one geographical radio. 3/4 of these radios did get their status because of the programming of topical issues or of citizen participation, and also because they did program alternative music. So that recognition of such radios is part of the decree regulating, governing the operations of the audiovisual means in the French-speaking part of Belgium. All these radios gathered under the CRAC, the coordination of association expression radios, so that way they can exchange programs or they can exchange about any issue relating specific to association radios. To conclude, in the Brussels Wallonia Federation there are two profiles of radios that really give the floor to minorities, to citizens that do not have so much access to radios otherwise. So we have community radios that are linked to a given community, that are the service of such a community, and radios of expression with a very diversified programs that really focus on as much diversity as possible with regard to the people they aim at, the audiences they aim at, or with regard to their contents. And besides these two profiles, there exists a status of association radio or expression radio. It's a status about alternative radios. Now, as to the cultural diversity that existed before the frequency plan that was recognized as such, and there is also a subsidized cultural diversity. So these different radios do allow citizens to express themselves, especially groups of citizens that do not have access to other radios. So it's an alternative program. So there is a real will to protect such radios that are covered in the decree at several in several provisions. But that recognition is a local recognition. So only independent radios will benefit from a frequency that are covered under these two profiles, or that do benefit from such a status. So radios are institutionally protected compared to the free radios of the 70s that had disappeared from the geographical radio landscape. Thank you.